I'm Shauna Olson with KFGO, and I'm here with Perry Osmo, and he's from the Sharon area, a farmer from there. We have been on the North Dakota Soybean Council's second annual See for Yourself trip in Seattle, and Perry, it's been a great trip, hasn't it?
Oh, fantastic. I got to thank Stephanie and Suzanne for coordinating such a great trip.
Yeah, they did a wonderful job. We have gotten to see a lot of different things out here in Seattle, a biodiesel facility. We saw the BNSF railway where they have their intermodal yard, and then also an aquaculture facility. We saw the port where the beans go out. How does this information help you as a farmer to take it home?
Well, it helps me understand how our soybeans are getting to market and how they're put on vessels, and really interesting to see how it all works.
Yeah. Tell us about your farm back in Sharon. What do you grow?
I grow wheat and barley and soybeans and edible beans, and I skipped the corn this year. Got a little too late.
You did get late, didn't it? I know a lot of people did, and a lot of people put in more soybeans this year. Is that the case for you?
Yeah, more soybeans and more, a little more wheat, too.
Oh, yeah. And how are things looking back home?
Well, the small grains look good. The wheat and the barley looks real good, and the edibles and the soybeans are a little behind this year, though they're slow growing.
We were at the BNSF intermodal yard, and we got a chance to talk to some of the head guys there. Really interesting information considering what is going on in the rail system right now, with slowing down transportation and things like that. What did you think of that visit?
Well, he is really accommodating, Greg, and we can see the problems that they're going through, too. It's going to take a while for this to shake out here. I'm really worried about this fall with the transportation and maybe into 2015 harvest too.
Because he did mention that they are looking at expanding, adding more people, putting several millions of dollars into their facilities to try and get things up to snuff. But, you know, one thing too is it takes time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the biggest thing that I'm worried about is the track between North Dakota and Montana. That's maybe the bottleneck right there.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel the effects of this here recently at all? Have you witnessed it?
Not locally. I do most of my business in Finley, and David and Finley has been really good in getting trains, so we haven't had much delay there at all.
Mm-hmm.
But this next year is going to be a different story, I'm afraid.
Yeah, not so good news, is it? And we had lots of questions for him as a group of farmers, didn't we? I thought that was interesting, a nice chance to talk to him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he answered as well as we expected what they're trying to do to remedy this, too. And oil is the big thing. They didn't anticipate it, and no one else did either.
That's what he mentioned. It was kind of came on as a surprise to them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No one would ever seen this even a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. And the biodiesel facility, that was interesting to see that as well. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it is. They're using mostly canola oil with that right now. But I guess that's a little easier for them to process, or it's a little cheaper than soybean oil right now.
Yeah, it came down to price as to which product they use.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And I asked her about using ethanol in the blend for the catalyst, and she said methanol is a little bit cheaper. So it comes down to dollars.
Yeah, it really does. Anything else about the trip?
Well, I was really impressed with the port of Grays Harbor. They had started with a long-range plan, you know, several years ago, and they worked with AGP, and they really developed that. Its value is its proximity to the ocean. They can be out in the ocean in an hour and a half, which is worth a lot.
Yes, it is. All right, Perry Osmo from the Sharon area. Thanks for chatting with me here today.
Yeah, thank you too, Shauna, for covering our trip too.
It's been my pleasure. Great, thanks.